The bill requires schools that are denied accreditation and permits schools that have been accredited with warning for 3 years to be transferred to the institution. A new state board with all the powers of a local school board would administer the statewide division. Governor McDonnell says improving failing schools was one of his top priorities.
To create dramatic and sustainable reforms in our K-12 public education system so that every young person has a great school with a great teacher, regardless of their home, background, age, or zip code.
But it violates the state constitution, says Rob Lee Jones with the Virginia Education Association.
The constitution says that the school boards and in their various divisions have supervisory authority over the schools. And this bill takes the supervisory authority away from those local school boards and gives it to a state entity. We do anticipate litigation.
Jones says some local school boards will likely sue. The $150,000 provided are less than the governor requested, so he said he may propose additional funds. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.